Midway through secondary school, I was quite depressed. I would boil it up, so I didn't really seem like I was depressed, so not a lot of people saw the warning signs of it.
So what's it like then, bottling it up? Surely that can't do any good.
You're trying to run away from something, but it's like one of those bad dreams where eventually it catches up to you, and then you just lose control, really, of your emotions.
What was it like having to go through it by yourself, having to deal with that and feel like no one wanted to listen?
I was in a very, very dark place. The point where I contemplated and attempted suicide. That's really all you need, I guess. Going through it by yourself, you try to escape it. I tried video games. It worked for the most part, but obviously when you bottle things up, it just gets back to you.
So do you think that it is very annoying that some people still seem to think that depression isn't as serious as it is? It's one of the world's biggest killers, yet a lot of people still seem to think that people can choose to be depressed.
It's not a choice, by any means. Obviously, there's the hormones, and people think it's a phase because of the hormones, but there's a lot of contributing factors. There's social aspects that people just don't understand, and you don't think anybody will listen to you, and they'll doubt you just because you're a teenager.
Did you try to speak to your parents at all about it?
Not really. I felt like my mother at the time had too much on her plate already, and I don't blame her for it. She was trying to raise me and my siblings up by herself, and I just tried to deal with it by myself. I still haven't told my mother I attempted suicide. I don't intend to for a long, long time.
She's gonna add, I was quite surprised when he told me about the fact that he attempted suicide and the fact that he was depressed, because every time I saw him, he always seemed happy and jolly.
So what do you think needs to change in Cumbria then? How can people help teenagers that are going through this?
I think it should be treated as a serious issue. It shouldn't be treated as something that can be brushed off. And even if it is for the simplest things, a lot of people react different emotionally. Some people are very emotionally sensitive, and people need to realise you can't just shake them off onto medication. Luckily, that never happened to me, because I couldn't imagine that. You should never be given an emotional crutch. You should be built up. You should be taught how to become strong emotionally by yourself.
Do you think we need to normalise these conversations so it's out in the open, people know they can talk about this rather than it being so taboo?
Definitely. I think that group sessions would probably be the best, if not most therapeutic, because you have other people who understand it, and you don't feel alone, and you feel like you can deal with it. You feel like you can get up every morning, that the world isn't just out to get you.